District semifinal softball from Norway, and saw the Triway Titans get a 7-1 win over the Loudonville Redbirds. Carter Wachtel would be hit by a pitch in the bottom of the first inning, and her courtesy runner Peyton Snyder would come in on the sacrifice fly by Emma Flinter to get that 1-0 lead. Then Wachtel would hit a 2-RBI double to bring two in the second, and two more would come in on the fifth thanks to a bloop 2-RBI single by Michelle Lyons. Although in the top of the sixth inning, Redbirds would get one run to come in on a throwing error by Wachtel that would score Mackenzie Cutlip, but that'd be the only run they'd have, as in the bottom of the sixth, the Titans would add two more thanks to an RBI double by Carter Wachtel, and Callie Robson with an RBI single. The final score in this one, 7-1, the Titans lead. Carter Wachtel with the win will move to 16-3. She went seven innings, giving up only one run. It was unearned in a no-hit performance today, striking out 12. She hit two. Natalie Buzzard will take the loss. She'll move to 11-4 on the season. She went six innings, giving up seven runs, all earned on 11 hits, while she walked two and hit one. She had two wild pitches. Took an hour and 28 minutes to play it. With the win, the Titans move to 20-3 on the season. They'll play the winner of either Norway or Manchester here in Creston on Thursday at 5 o'clock. Meanwhile, the Redbirds drop to 16-7 on the season, and their tournament trail comes to an end. For the Titans, 7 runs on 11 hits, 1 error, they left 7. And for the Redbirds, 1 run on no hits, 1 error, they left 2. One more time, the final score in this district semifinal softball game. The Triway Titans get a win 7-1 over the Loudonville Redbirds. Reporting for WKLM Sports, I'm Jake Seidel.